This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. We've all watched as events unfolded in the war in Ukraine, and fear has risen as crisis escalates. The COVID pandemic brought uncertainty, social isolation, and economic vulnerability. We've also dealt with economic downturns, racial injustices, and political unrest. But the potential mental health effects of these traumatic events can be profound. Mental health impact can be present longer and peak later, even after the actual trauma. Researchers have studied the effect of large-scale traumas and disasters on communities in the past, such as with Hurricane Katrina, which resulted in long-lasting behavioral health effects that have withstood years. One trait that has grown through the strife of the past 2 years is the opportunity to practice and develop resilience. Dr. Travis Mickelson, Mental Health Integration Director at Intermountain Healthcare, said, "Resilience is the process of adapting well in the face of adversity." When we get far enough past an adversity to look back with perspective, we can consider its effects on our lives and identities, reflect on the skills we've developed, and the actions we took, the lessons we learned, and the reasons we kept going. If you or a loved one has experienced mental well-being struggles, you're not alone. Speak to your family physician, family, and friends, and you can also call the free Intermountain Behavioral Health Navigation Line at 833-442-2211. Intermountain Primary Children's also offers behavioral health resources. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.